And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Today, I'm going to continue talking about stress because that's your problem. Yes, when I say you, I mean every person with very few exceptions. With rare exceptions, every person listening has got stress problems. And the reason why you have stress problems, I mean, the world is bad enough, okay? But the reason why you have stress problems is not so much because of the world the way it is, or because of what other people are doing, but because of the way you are reacting to what is going on around you, okay? So you are overreacting, reacting. Now, it's perfectly natural for a cat, a dog, a mouse, a fish, a squirrel to react, okay, to every little thing that happens in the environment. It's perfectly natural. That's the way they were created. But human beings were not meant to be reactive. Human beings were meant to flow from within, okay? In other words, within you, you know that there are, you know, there are principles, okay? We all know that. Principles such as honor, truth, justice, kindness, mercy, forbearance, long-suffering, patience, okay? And then there is something called wisdom, or understanding, or enlightenment, okay? And those, having those always at the ready, in the background, okay? Always ready to draw upon them, you go through life, okay? And you don't react to other people's temptation, which is what it often is. See, a lot of times it's not. People just do things. They just do things, or things happen. You know, like, I don't know, you spill a little milk on the floor, or you're eating a sandwich and you accidentally dribble a little mustard on your shirt, okay? Things happen, okay? But you don't have to react to it. Okay? And you don't have to react to other people. Whatever they do, whatever they say, whatever expression is on their face. Or did they say, praise you? You shouldn't be reacting to their praise on the one hand, and you shouldn't be reacting to their criticism on the other. You shouldn't be getting all excited and, you know, puffed up over praise, nor should you be getting all bummed out by any criticism. See? Shouldn't make any difference. Steady as she goes. Okay? So now you see, if you lived your life according to principle, and you loved principle more than anything, okay? If you loved what was right more than anything, see, then what was right would be, you would do what is right, never mind how other people react to it, okay? But the problem with most people is that they are weak. Most people don't love principle. They love expediency. They love selfish advantage. And when there's a choice between doing what's right and doing what brings selfish advantage, you see, they go for the selfish advantage, and then they make excuses or rationalize it. See how that works? All right. Now, the other thing is, not only do we not love principle, more than, see, you love yourself more than you love what's right. See, self-love. And then the other thing is that we don't have wisdom. See, we don't have wisdom. Instead of reacting with wisdom, you react emotionally, excitedly. See, and then you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing and make everything into a bigger mess. So what you need is calmness. You need to return to those principles, those eternal verities. and then begin to walk with dignity, walk without emotion, dispassionately, okay? And then you'll have it made in the shade.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. Okay. This is an infomercial. Yes, what am I selling? I'm selling a return to principle, a return to honor, a return to peace of mind, a return to self-control. Now, the other reason, so I elucidated some of the reasons why you are overreactive, and then there's another one. There's actually two other ones that need to be mentioned. The second one, the other reason, okay, the first of the two, is resentment. There is nothing that destabilizes you, that opens you up to negative thoughts, that renders you powerless more than resentment. Do you realize that resentment renders you... Do you remember Sansom? Do you remember the story of Sansom? And then he had long hair. Then when his hair was cut, he lost all of his power. Remember? Well, do you realize what power you would have? Power to do good. See, power to stand for what's right. You could be a light, and you would have the power to do good and to withstand the stress of temptation and to stand tall and do what's right and set a good example, and people would respect you. Your wife would respect you. Your kids would respect you. Okay? Because you would have, from God, the power to do good. But like Samson, who had his hair cut, you know how you lose your power? By becoming resentful. That's right. The moment you become resentful in the slightest, you immediately lose your power and protection. Okay. There's a lot I could say about that. I'm not going to say too much about it right now because this has to be an infomercial. So watch out for resentment. Understand that resentment is very bad. Christ talked about resentment. Did you know that? He said, resist not evil. Resist not evil. What he meant was resent not evil. See, resent not. And he also talked about not hating your brother, and whoever hates the brother that he can see, you know, cannot love the father that he cannot see. All these things he talked about, not hating other people and being forgiving, right? What was he talking about? He was talking about not resenting other people, not resenting them. See? So that's very important. And then the other thing, okay, this is an infomercial. I'm a pastor, a non-denominational pastor, which means I do not have a church, a big church. I don't have a church building. I have my computer, my microphone, okay, and my other electronic things, and I come on the air and talk, and you hear me, and then I can be your pastor, temporary pastor. See, I don't want to be a permanent middleman. I would like to restore you to a right relationship with your Creator within. Okay? I'd like to point out some of these things that you're doing wrong, like resenting other people, and not standing up for what's right, and things like that. Pointing them out so you can see. And then if you receive what I say with joy, see, or maybe not with joy, it may be painful, but to say, yes, Roland, you're right, see? Well, then you're on your way back to becoming a noble person again, okay? But you're not going to become you're not going to be walking on the water overnight. It's going to take a while. So start. Just be content to be chastised, to hear what I have to say, which is a little bit of tough love. Be chastised, okay? And then go out in the world and live rightly from now on, okay? And just be a regular person. That's all. Just be a regular person, but live rightly. Okay, now I was saying, I'm only here for 15 minutes. This is an infomercial. So you're going to have to go to my website. I have tools to help you. I have lots of video. I have over 270 now. YouTube videos, they're fantastic. Anywhere from 2 minutes to 20 minutes. A lot of them are like 7, 8 minutes, 6 minutes, 10 minutes. Fantastic on the important topics. Okay, faith and doubt and forgiveness and love and letting go of grudges and overcoming stress and not being reactive and being a better dad, a better mom, a better parent. All these things, okay, I talk about. And then I have articles and posts, and I have books, 18 books. I have a new book coming out now, a fantastic book called A Brief Introduction to Stress Management Practice and Principles and Practice. Fantastic book. Okay, so you're going to have to go to my website, talktoapastor.org. Okay, and then you can also listen to the rest of this program. It's actually a 30-minute program for the folks who are in Southern California. The rest of you get 15. So please go to the website. The other tools that I have for you are my meditations. I have meditations to help you so you're not so reactive. I can help you overcome stress by being less reactive. So please, I beg of you, take advantage of this golden opportunity. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. Donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Got a comment or question? Send your comments or question to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Well, here I am again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Yes. We're talking about I start off by saying you're too reactive. You react to stress. Okay, and one of the reasons, the metaphysical reason, the spiritual, the psychological reason why you react to stress is because, well, first of all, you don't love principle enough. See, what is it? And what does it say? What did Christ say? He said the double-minded man, the double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. See, so you're double-minded. You're always playing footsies with the devil. See, you kind of know what's right, but then you kind of also play footsies with something that's not quite right. Okay? And you go slumming a little bit. All right? Where you have your life compartmentalized. You know, you're one person out in public and you're another person sitting in front of the in front of the computer. Not good. Secret life. not good. Okay, so you don't love principle. Okay, and then you love yourself more than you love other people. You love yourself more than you love what's right. So you do the expedient, you do the face-saving thing, you do the thing that will bring a selfish advantage. Okay? Well, you're double-minded, unstable, lukewarm. Okay, what did Christ say about lukewarm people? What did he say about them? So now you got it? Okay. So then I said the other reason why you are so too reactive, and which is not good for you, and it renders you powerless because you're resentful. Resentment strips you of your powers to do good, your higher power. See, and then you compensate. So what happens is you become resentful and then emotional. Okay? You hide in your emotions. See? And then you compensate with what? With anger, with trying to bully other people, or you compensate with some strategy, you know, going along to get along. See, you compensate with appeasing other people, pretending to be nice. See, or you compensate by going out and getting degrees, a degree in this and a degree in that. Then you hide behind your degree, you hide behind your badge, you hide behind your title. See, you hide behind it. See, so you're very good at fooling other people. You're very good at glossing over what's important, staying on the surface, and diverting the conversation. You see, you fool people, but you can't fool everybody. What Abraham Lincoln said, you can't fool everybody all the time. Okay, and if you fool them, if you fool your kids into thinking you're a wonderful person, see, that's not good, not good at all. So what were we saying? Oh, yes, so resentment. So you have to let go of that. And then the last thing, which I didn't talk about yet, the reason why you're so reactive, unstable. Okay. Now, what is a physical toll upon your body for being unstable? And your mind, what's the physical? What do you experience when you're unstable? You experience what? Emotional highs and lows. See, highs and lows. Or depression or anxiety. See? And you become prey to negative thoughts. And then how about your body? What does all that do to your blood pressure? See? And your delicate organs, your delicate tissues and glands. What does all being upset all the time do? Okay, so then the other thing is you compensate for your lack of love. See, for your lack of love of principle, your lack of love of God, your lack of love for other people, you compensate with what? Pride and judging other people. So you judge them secretly. See, on the surface, you're all smiling and how's it going? How's your day going? And, you know, you act so nice. Okay, but underneath, you're judging other people, puffing up and judging them. Okay? And condemning them in your mind. So you're playing God. So that's the other thing you're guilty of. You're guilty of playing God. You don't love God. You want to play God. See? That's why you avoid God. Because you're playing God. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm a non-denominational pastor, okay? So what I want to do is give you back to yourself. help you to become less reactive. See, refine your creator within. Find a rapport with him. Okay? And then there'll be so many good benefits. Now, I mentioned several things that are causing you to be overreactive, unstable, okay, lack of principle, lack of honor, lack of love. I went down a long list of things, okay? There's one more that I need to mention. I talked about resentment. That's one of the worst. One of the worst things you can do is resent. Even if you just resent, like I said, dribbling mustard on your shirt, or you bump your toe, okay, and become resentful toward the chair you bumped your toe on, even that. So you lose your powers. But it's even worse, though, to resent other people, which is what you do. You resent your kid. You resent your partner. See? But then you compensate. You feel guilty for resenting because resenting is wrong. So then what do? Then you go over, you bend over backwards to be extra nice, okay, to try to make up for your guilt for resent. You see what I mean? You're always avoiding truth. You're always compensating, always going over, always getting other people to reassure you. See? You'd be better off getting no reassurance from anybody and just sitting there and then and realizing your own wrong and bearing the pain of it and seeking your creator. Okay? You'd be much better off doing that. The last thing I haven't mentioned yet, I'm going to mention it now, and that is you are now conditioned. You're now a prisoner of your conditioning. Okay? All who sin are slaves, Christ, the Messiah, said. All who sin are slaves. He was the greatest psychologist who ever lived. He boiled volumes of wisdom into little sayings that he knew would be good for us to hear. See, I can hear one of those, a little saying like, all who sin are slaves, and then see it, and then go out in the world and see it again and again and again and again and again, deeper and deeper. Okay? So you're a prisoner, you're a slave of your condition. See, you've conditioned yourself by indulging your anger, see, by your little indulgence. See, what does it happen? When you let yourself have a little indulgence of eating extra chocolate that you don't need, or having an extra drink that you don't need, or in marijuana that you don't need, or watching a little extra entertainment, or buying something you don't need. When you do, they weaken your character. You have less character afterwards. Okay? So when you allow yourself a little indulgence of getting upset, you're out driving and somebody cuts in front of you. See, so you react with resentment and you judge them. See, and become upset over it. These little indulgences weaken your character. And your body becomes conditioned. So now you're conditioned to react. Your body is conditioned to react. And so now there you are, your body's the car, and you're trying to put the brakes on, but it just keeps going because your body is now conditioned to react, see? And it's your own fault. It's your own fault. So if you get upset and you start to get an eye ache or a headache or a stomach ache or something like that, it's your own fault for having been overreactive all these years, indulging all your little angers and your little irritations. And see? So now you see you're going to have to got to go back to boot camp for some basic training. Basic training. And I recommend, see, there's very few people that can help you with your basic training like I can. But what are you going to do? Well, first thing, you have to listen to what I have to say. If the shoe fits, wear it. It's the old expression, okay? And then you say, yes, I need to get control of my emotions. And, you know, I really and truly want to be a better mom or dad or husband or wife. I really and truly do. Well, then you should get my meditation then. See, the meditation is also it's a little technology. It'll help you. It helps you. See, so what happens now, remember I said you're a creature of conditioning, you're a prisoner of conditioning, so you go out and get upset. And then what happens when you get upset? You say or do the wrong thing, and then what? Then you hide in thinking. See, you hide in thinking, replaying the past, worrying about the future, planning and scheming and daydreaming and hiding in fantasy. See, you get lost in thinking, lost in fantasy, lost in the imagination. But then once you get lost in the imagination, then you have even less power than you had than before. Because now you become subject to the imagination, all kinds of negative thoughts and doubts and so on and so forth. So you need the meditation to help you get out of thought, out of negative thinking, calm down, become into the present moment. Okay, reestablish a rapport with your inner ground of good. Do you a world of good if you were to get my meditation and practice it properly. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, please visit talktoapastor.org. Check out the meditations. They're designed to help you get out of negative thinking, become less reactive, okay? Reestablish a rapport with your inner ground of good, with the principle and wisdom and honor that's there, okay? And then go out in the world and begin to have an effect on others, a good effect on others, instead of everybody else having an effect on you. See how that works? All right. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.